Let's do the rest of those Texas topics. First of all, congratulations. I think this is just another one of their accolades. As we go into scary season, they could put on their mantle, haunted as it may be, Haunt World magazine, which I read fortnightly at my dentist. It's really weird that my dentist puts it. No, I'm kidding. Haunt World magazine says the number one haunted house for this season.
Number one!
Is right here in Fort Worth, Texas, not too far from us, and that would be the world's scariest Fort Worth cutting edge haunted house. Just off of there in 30.
Boy.
Is that the old ranch-style beans place? But yes. Now, heads up, this actually came out about a month and a half ago that Screams down in Waxahachie, for the first time in nearly four decades, will not be going during Halloween. The people that run it are saying they're going to skip this one and reimagine it for future things. So,
that's it?
Yeah. So for scary, haunted, abandoned places, find your local Joann Fabrics.
Hey. There's enough out of
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Loopy. Mm.
So are you a fan of the Sour Patch Kid? Well, congratulations. You're a true Texan. That is the favorite Halloween candy of the state, according to one study, followed by Reese's and Starburst. Now, Oklahoma, they are rugged individualists. Mm. Am I right on this?
Oh, of course.
They like the payday.
Sure.
Whose favorite is the payday? I have so many questions.
I do like the payday.
Well, I mean, yeah, but is it your favorite? Is anybody's?
I would say no.
Yeah, no, Louisiana, yeah. They like the milk duds. Mm. Most popular in the entire country, peanut M&Ms and Nerds.
Louisiana likes milk duds?
Yeah.
What about radioactive shrimp? How do they feel about that?
All these things are...
Well, we're ready for it.
I'm surprised they're popular because they're obviously not... the parents paying for braces.
In
they're on that.
Houston, Texas news. Big announcement there. A $6.5 billion manufacturing campus just on the outside of Houston will be built. It's by Eli Lilly, who is, that's a drug manufacturer. And makes some of your favorite Ozempic-type products. Oh. I believe they're, are they Irish? I think so. But anyway, they'll be making that weight loss stuff stateside. They're just down in Houston. Maybe that'll lower the costs. And maybe just like, you know, like the old Mrs. Baird's used to have, they'll have like the leftover stuff in an outlet next door so you can just go buy and get it for cheap.
Yeah, I don't know that you want to inject that.
Also, at a Walmart Supercenter in Houston yesterday was rapper Cardi B.
Yo, yo.
Took to, because, you know, when you're promoting your new rap album, you go to Walmart. About 1,000-plus fans showed up there at a Cypress Walmart, and evidently Cardi had never been in a Walmart.
Ooh, Walmart is big. You know, there's not Walmarts in New York, so I'm not really like, damn, Walmart is big. Oh, my God, they got everything. This is amazing.
Yeah, she actually thought for most of the time, she said afterwards, that it was a factory.
Mm.
Which it kind of, I mean, it's kind of hard to say that it isn't.
Didn't she also just... say that she's pregnant?
Yeah, so stay away from the radioactive shrimp.
She was just fine.
If not, take Tylenol for it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So here of us in the Westerplex, you know, we think we know people that are snobby, but the true snobs, I'm sorry, they're just not here.
They're not?
Yeah, much like the wild dogs in Godley, they are nearby. So you need to look out. There's been a brand new list of the top 10 snobbiest cities in the Lone Star State. Congratulations. Going out to Parker and Lucas up in Collin County.
I have family in Lucas.
Are their names Parker and Lucas? Because that was absolutely something they would name them.
Fun.
Parker, Lucas, also Colleyville. South Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
West University Park, but that's only if you can't make it in.
Wow.
Because number one is University Park.
Number one!
Yeah, so that's the other ones are kind of far behind. Terrell Hills outside San Antonio, Bel Air near Houston, and Lakeway outside Austin.
Well, congratulations.
But, look at us, just leading the way.
Well, we have Colleyville and we have South Lake listeners that never invite us over.
Yeah, excuse me.
By the way. Sad news from the restaurant front. It has been, in the course of about a week and a half, restaurant-ageddon and closures all over the place.
No!
Yeah, of course, yeah, you just thought that the salads to go was the first leaf to fall. No. It has been up to now a dozen in the past week and a half, including the Colossal Sandwich Shop, HTO Watauga, Campo Verde, the Christmas Place, Mexican Bar and Grill.
I heard about that.
You ever been to any of those?
So I was hearing about the Campo Verde, and I know that it's big on Christmas, and they have like a trillion lights, and this is their last year.
Yeah.
But no, I've never, we were not invited.
No. That's why they're going out of business.
Heather Lee.
Yeah, could have went.
It's Lupe. Fine day for parents around the country is one of our favorite childhood memories. Is coming back to fruition. It's not Joanne Fabrics. It's Toys R Us. We're opening several stores around the country, and now North Texas has our very own 13,000 square feet, which is, I guess, a small for a Toys R Us. It's called Express, and you can find it right by Legoland at the Grapevine Mall. If that doesn't work out for you, they're also inside Macy's stores and the DFW airport. So if you need to buy like a giant Jeffrey.
I'm going to get it.
Just take it on the plane. I'm sure there will be no issues.
And then finally, I know it's Texas news, but nearby Louisiana, while Texas at the border is dealing with the invasive flying screwworms.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's very much still a thing. Louisiana is dealing with a problem invasive of their own as state is dealing with an invasive snail outbreak.
Are these the monster ones that we heard about?
How hard are these to catch? How could this just look at...
Aren't they like bigger than those monster apple fritters?
Well, wait till they see the radioactive shrimp after the Willet float tank. Yeah, it's coming up today.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.